Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, among others, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website, and I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his publications. Cliff, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the legal things that have been going on around the internet, especially now these days, with regard to our personal information. We talked about that in the last segment. The European law ruling about you have the right to be left alone. You have the right to be taken off of your photos or whatever attribution to you, to have it taken down under certain circumstances. What else is going on here? What about here in the United States? What are you seeing?
Yeah, okay, well, a couple of things. Two big developments. First of all, we had a couple of cases last year regarding Facebook likes. You know, what exactly, when you like something on Facebook, what is that?
What is that? I mean, as my kids used to say to me, what does that even mean?
Yeah, it's true. It's exactly right. I mean, we lawyers kind of wrestle with this. You know, when you like something on Facebook, what are you doing? What is the nature of that thing? You know, does somebody else have an interest?
Is that like in the seventh grade when you liked a girl? You didn't love her, but you liked her. Is it like that?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. You just put a sticker on her forehead. It was easier back in those days. You know,
we just pushed him down. And that told him that we liked him. You know.
Well, in your generation, what you did, you stuck their pigtail in the inkwell.
That's exactly right.
That was what you did. Us baby boom geezers remember those days.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. But seriously, the couple of cases, one came out of Virginia, very interesting case. I love these social media cases, Jim. I really do. Whenever I'm having a bad day, when I'm thinking I'm just not the brightest lawyer in the world and I'm not the lawyer I should be, I read some of these cases and it makes me feel so damn good about myself, because there are some boneheaded, stupid people out there, Jim, that really, really are, who do things on social media. Here's a situation. This was a case out of Virginia where an assistant sheriff's deputy, in Virginia, the sheriffs are elected. And this guy was, you know, he was the number two sheriff in some county in Virginia, and I guess he and his boss had a spat or whatever, and this guy goes on Facebook, and he likes his boss's opponent in the upcoming election.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, forgive me, we all have our right to political speech.
Right.
And by the way, this went all the way up to the Fourth Circuit. They're right just shy of the Supreme Court, and the Fourth Circuit came down and said that a Facebook like was speech.
Did he get fired, or what happened?
He got fired. Yeah,
because he liked his opponent's Facebook page.
His boss's opponent's Facebook
page. Yes, well,
he supported his boss's opponent. Of course,
yeah.
And of course, the boss won. So the boss won. So the first thing he did was he terminated this guy, and he basically said that the First Amendment allowed him to say these things. And this Fourth Circuit case agreed with, and basically said that he had the right, because it is a political opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like going online and saying I support Joe Blow for Senate. You know, it's a political speech,
mm-hmm.
and that he should not have been terminated because of that, which was a very interesting case.
That's tantamount to putting the opponent's political sign in your yard.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I mean, yes, it is embarrassing to the sheriff.
Yeah.
No question about it.
And it might not get you promoted. You know, he might through some kind of passive aggressiveness, he could hurt you, but you shouldn't lose your job over it.
Precisely. That's what the Fourth Circuit said anyway. I mean, this is not bound on the entire nation, obviously, you know.
Interesting.
But it's an interesting case.
Careful with your likes. Careful with your likes out there, folks. Go ahead.
Careful with your likes. But the second interesting case came out of Florida. This is a situation in which a TV network hired a contractor to develop a website for one of their reality TV shows. And this guy did it. And basically, there was a payment dispute between the two. The TV network basically fired him and then hired somebody else to create another website and then migrated all of the Facebook likes from the old page to the new page. They fired the contractor, they created a new page, and they migrated all the content from the old page to the new page, and the contractor sued, saying that as an independent contractor, he had a right to those Facebook likes, and that they didn't have, that the TV network didn't have the
right. Did the contract that he signed initially have intellectual property ownership clause in there?
Most of them do now. It doesn't have to. Under federal law, under a Supreme Court case from the 1980s, if there is no contract, that's the thing. There was no contract with an assignment of rights clause in it. This was all done via email between these people. Shame on the TV network, by the way. I mean, these are professionals; they should know better.
Right.
When it comes.
So, what does the law say that the original guy owns the property?
The original guy owns all of the intellectual property, you know, unless he actually assigns it over as part of the contract.
Right.
That's been federal law since the 1980s. Well, very interesting. What the Florida court did was they basically wanted to rule for the TV network. And so what they basically did was they said that a Facebook like is not content. It is not something that is copyrightable.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply an expression. It is simply
you can't cash that at the grocery store, that's for sure.
Boy, that's for sure. Exactly. But what they said was very interesting. They said that the Facebook like belongs to the person who made the like. It belongs to the customer, to the consumer. Mm-hmm. It does not belong to anybody, really. It's just
so the developer lost that one.
Right, because they can withdraw. You can always withdraw a like on Facebook and unlike something that you previously liked. So it's kind of the same. Like, who owns your customers? The answer is nobody owns your customers. You cannot. You can transfer your customer records to somebody when you sell your business. But
imagine when you were going through law school, contemplating somebody proposed to you. Somebody proposed to you that that you were going to have your. Somebody proposed to you that you were going to be talking about this in school. Imagine that.
Yeah. Hey, man, those were different days.
Yeah, no kidding. And but what I mean, think about that. It's
This is what makes this area of the law so fascinating, Jim.
Right.
At least to a guy like me.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, I understand. And stay with us. Quick break. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.